mobile.
Men KV4 CBA.
David, how are you?
I'm doing this great, man. I hope you are.
Doing good. Out running errands on a beautiful sunny afternoon here.
I'm going to go play some tennis. And it looks like a beautiful day for it.
Warmed up there, I think it'll be absolutely perfect for you.
I'm looking forward to it. I tell you, I wish I could have found somebody to play yesterday. I ought to play yesterday.
Yesterday, KO4 LAO.
It wasn't too bad. It would have been okay. But anyway. But today's even better. So, I have my work cut out for me. This guy's a little bit better than I am. But I like to play people that, that'll challenge me and, maybe work for the point and figure out how to, play in such a way that I can get some points off of him, make him make some mistakes.
Mike used to be a big tennis player, especially when she was in high school, but that was a long time ago.
It's been a long time ago for me. I didn't play, I just played casually in high school, and there wasn't a tennis team or anything. In fact, we're just starting a league next month. We're going to play March, April, and I think first Saturday in May.
Like work to me.
It's the first league that I've had to sign up through the USTA, so we'll see how it goes. Their rules are a little different. You don't have, it's called no ad tennis. In other words, because sometimes you can just go back and forth with the ads. And then you go back to the deuce, and then the other person gets the point, and it goes back to the deuce, and then the other person gets the point, and it just goes back and forth. So, when you get to 40, if you get the next point, then you win. Got like say 40-15, then you get the next point, you win. Or if it's 40 all, whoever gets the next point wins instead of it being their ad. So it just speeds things up.
About when she was in high school playing tennis, she was a ball girl for. I guess the Virginia Slims back then did held the tennis tournament, and I forget which, Chris Everett or Billie Jean King, one of the two. She was a ball girl for one of those tournaments.
Now that would be cool. I would like that. So where was the tournament being played?
The Northern Virginia, D.C. area, because that's kind of where she went up and grew up in high school.
I don't say much about them. You wonder how many of them, go on to be pros. And I can't remember that guy's name. But there was one guy. He wasn't even ranked, and he was playing. I think he was playing Djokovic, who is number one. And it wasn't him, it was one of the top players and he's not even ranked in tennis. So he's like a walk-on, sort of. But you have to have a certain degree of level of play, but in certain tournaments you've won and that sort of thing. But I bet after playing, I think he got to the semis. I think after playing the semis, he'll probably get a ranking. At least in the professional level, a lot of grunting going back on when they're serving each other. Thank goodness, there's not a whole lot of that going on, especially with the women. Yeah, you used to have, I think it was Azarenka and one of the other girls. I think she was blonde too, and they both would do that, and it would just, God, it would just drive you crazy, drove me crazy, and they did it on their serve, on everything, on every shot, and I was just like, you know, they need to, they did. Just have a cutoff date and say, okay, you know, after this time passes, then you're gonna start being penalized for making audible sounds like that. I mean, you can breathe without having to make a sound.
Were just being tormented, you know, every time they had to serve. It was quite the deal.
Well, I'm sitting here at the sports club, so I'm going to go in and warm up my knees and see if I can whoop this guy. He's he put a whooping on me last week, so we'll see. But anyway, yeah, you enjoy this afternoon and the rest of the afternoon, and I'll talk to you later. KB4CPA.
Well, have a great match. I hope it goes well for you. We'll have to see how you do tomorrow. KO4LAO clear.